don't have to be born brilliant, how to design a magnificent life. Written and read by John McGrath.
So, how do you recognize what your limiting beliefs are? It's really quite easy. Complete this sentence with reference to an area in which you've been unable to create the results you desire for yourself. I'm not achieving this result in this area of my life because... And whatever comes out of your mouth thereafter will be a limiting belief, guaranteed. Let's try it. Say you're struggling financially. I'm not wealthy or financially secure because... I'll take a guess at what would likely be at the end of the sentence for some people. Because my boss hasn't given me a pay rise for 2 years. Or because my family has never had money. We're not good at it. Here's a reality check. If you're not financially secure, it's likely that you don't have a budget, you spend more money than you earn, and you've created a downward spiral of debt around you. Enter the empowering belief that could go something like this. I can create financial success quickly with the correct approach. A sensible budget will deliver me a financial surplus, which, when invested in capital appreciating assets and leveraged by the magic of compound growth, will create financial success for me. When you change your outlook in ways like this, you'll realize that you have the power to be the architect of your own life. Adopting a positive set of beliefs will fundamentally change every area of your life. Overcoming inertia. Taking action is the key. Transforming your attitudes and habits is like a Qantas 747 taking off. To get the plane moving along the tarmac requires great energy and effort because there's a lot of inertia to overcome. Then getting it airborne also requires further thrust and power. Eventually, though, when the plane breaks through the clouds, it can cruise at high speed with far less effort. The process of change outlined in this book follows the same pattern. It can be hard and sometimes painful to begin with because you may have to overcome the pull of gravity that keeps you on the ground, wedged between the small poppies. But once you reach cruising speed and altitude, you'll find it becomes much easier. You'll do what you need to do almost without thinking, carried along by your own momentum.